Well, I got through, or we got through the biggest part of the things that I had made notes of. Just one more here. I'll close it with this one here. Galatians chapter 4, verse 24. Which things are an allegory, for these are the two covenants. So, Paul is talking about two covenants. Why would he be talking about two covenants in the book of Galatians? Why would he be going into detail talking about two covenants when he writes to the Galatians? While in the book of Ephesians, he says that the Ephesians were aided the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise. What would that lead you to understand? There you go. In other words, he would be writing about two covenants because the people to whom he was writing were involved in those covenants. Are you following what I'm saying, guys? There's a contrast between Galatians 4:24 and Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12. There's a difference there. Is there anybody that doesn't follow what I'm talking about? Do you not see what I'm talking about? Okay, one more time. Galatians chapter 4, verse 24. Paul is writing to the Galatians, and he's talking about two well-known Old Testament women. One of them is Hagar, and the other one is Sarah. And then he makes this statement, which things are an allegory, for these are the two covenants. He would be talking about covenants to people who were involved in the covenants, would he not? The Ephesians, on the other hand, Paul said to the Ephesians that they were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise. Compare that with Galatians 4:28. Galatians 4:28, he says, now we, brethren, as laws, are the children of promise. How could you be a child of promise and at the same time be a stranger from the promises? How could the Scripture foresee the justification of the heathen by faith be the same thing as the unsearchable riches of Christ? Let's see. So there's differences. What I was trying to point out is another, just one more verse there. What we had been going through all morning was differences in the doctrine, changes in the doctrine. The Jews were under the law of Moses. The Greeks were acceptable under the covenant with Abraham, Mike, based on, I will bless them that bless thee and curse him which curseth thee. That's what made the Greeks acceptable during that time period when Israel was still intact. Look at Galatians 3 and 7. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Now, you can make a cross-reference for that verse to Romans 4:16, where he says that Abraham is the father of us all. So those Gentiles, the God of Abraham, blessed the seed of Abraham. They had a spiritual connection with Abraham, didn't they? And the Scripture foresaw something pertaining to their justification, did it not? The Scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham. Well, there was some heathen there that the Scripture foresaw justification by faith. That's not the unsearchable riches of Christ, is it? That's not what was hid in God, is it? It's got to be different. If it was hidden there in the Scriptures, it's not the same thing that was hid in God. Follow me? That was the point. By the way, there's another thing, too, that During the time period of the book of Acts, angels were very active during that period of time. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all found into the book of Acts, there was a lot of angel activity, wasn't there? But later on, Paul had some things to say about angels, and it was negative, wasn't it? Negative. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he's not seen, vainly puffed up in his fleshly mind. Paul told you that there was nothing, even an angel, which could separate you from the love of God in Christ. Now, what kind of an angel is it that would try to separate you from the love of God in Christ? Wouldn't be a very good one, would it? No, they were saved through the fall of Israel, Mike. The Galatians were saved through the fall of Israel, and that's the mystery of Romans, of the book of Romans. Not through the rise of Israel. Israel was not rising at that time. Instead of Gentiles being saved through the rise of Israel, they were being saved through the fall of Israel, Romans 11:11. Through their fall. That's the way you would have understood prophecy. Mike, you would have understood prophecy that the Gentiles would come to Israel's light, as in Isaiah 60 and so forth. That's the way you would have understood prophecy. But Paul preaches Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery, and he preaches justification by faith, and he uses Abraham as the example of it. Although Abraham never heard the gospel, he didn't hear the gospel that Paul preached. But there was a gospel preached to Abraham, wasn't there? So Paul uses that as the basis of his salvation message, his justification by faith, you see. Go ahead, Mike.
So are you saying that the Galatians, the heathen, God would, let's see, and the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, you're saying that those heathen then are not the heathen back in the time of Abraham and since up to John the Baptist, but you're saying that those are like the counterpart of that remnant according to the election of grace that would be Jews. These are the Gentiles that are saved in that Acts time period that Paul is referring to as the heathen justified by faith, through faith, in that covenant, that Genesis 12:3 covenant. Is that what you're saying, that they're the heathen there in Galatians 3:8 are current to Acts, the Acts period, not the ones throughout history up till the coming of Christ?
All I'm saying is what the verse says, Mike. Paul says in Galatians chapter 3, verse 8, that the scripture foresaw that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Well, those heathen that were involved in that Paul found them in the synagogue of the Jews, and they were blessed, were they not, by being there when Paul preached to them and hearing Paul's message. That was the blessing that they got. And he refers to them as brethren. And he says, as Isaac was, we are the children of promise. And all I was doing is making a distinction between those people who were in the promises and were the children of promise, and these Ephesians who were strangers from the covenants of promise. That's right. The book of Acts represents a time of promise. There was a time when God was still dealing with people on the basis of the promises. Paul said that the Gentiles were partakers of Israel's spiritual things, remember? And he said because of that, it was their duty to minister to them in carnal things. Well, you couldn't say very well that we were partakers of Israel's spiritual things. Not in that sense, could you?